Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
With his physical play and imposing size, defensive back Mel Blount served as the last line of defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers during the glory days of the 1970s. Born in Toombs County, Georgia in 1948, Blount received a football scholarship to Southern University in Louisiana, where he earned an All-American selection. In 1970, the Pittsburgh Steelers chose the 6'3", 205-pound defensive back in the third round of the NFL draft. Blount made an immediate impact with his new team by helping to neutralize opponents' passing attacks. In 1975, he earned the NFL Defensive Player of the Year award after leading the league with 11 interceptions and 13 fumble recoveries, two of which he returned for touchdowns. Midway through his career, the NFL changed its pass coverage rules, partially based on Blount's physical style of play. Nicknamed the Mel Blount Rule, the new regulation stipulated that a defender could not bump a receiver beyond 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Even with the new restrictive rule in place, Blount remained one of the league's best cover men. During the 1979 AFC Championship game, he recovered a fumble that led to the Steelers' winning touchdown. And in Super Bowl XIII, his interception helped the Steelers defeat the Dallas Cowboys. During his 13-year career in Pittsburgh, Blount tallied 57 interceptions. After retiring from the NFL in 1983, he served 7 years as the Steelers' Director of Player Relations and founded the Mel Blount Youth Home, a shelter for victims of child abuse. In 1989, Mel Blount was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.